Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes. I'm with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And did you watch the Hydros this weekend?
Yes, I did, from our brand new boat.
Oh, I was rooting for the Miss Home Street.
It was pretty fun to watch.
She got DQ'd, or actually got kind of bounced on Saturday.
Oh, she did?
On Saturday. And then Sunday came out storming the first heat.
Well, that's when I saw on Sunday.
Yep, second heat. Jimmy Shaw, the driver of the Miss Home Street, it's the U1, beautiful bright blue boat, got beat out by the Schwab boat, 26-year-old rookie driver of that boat.
Wow,
and,
but that was a happy dude.
I'm just spacing out on his name, but he was kind of joking at the end. He says, all I could see in my rearview mirror was blue. Miss Home Street was just like right on.
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting race. We had a good time with that. So, yeah, on Saturday, we weren't close enough to really be able to see anything that was going on because we were kind of to the east of – someone was laughing the way I described this. But we were east of the north portion of Seward Park.
Heavens. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I knew where I was. And then the following day, we decided we wanted to be closer under the Blue Angels when they went by. So that was a little bit better view of the show. And then we could cruise down and go look at the Hydros. That was fun.
I call it that.
That was my first seafare.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been here since 1989.
It's a little choppy
seafare
out there, huh? I call it, on days like that, I call it like washing machine. It's so rough out there.
You know what it was for our dog at the very end of the day? He was so good, he didn't fall in the water the entire day.
Yeah.
And then we got back to the dock where we're at now, the marina. And the poor little thing, my husband was trying to tie up the boat, and I was down in our ketty, putting some stuff away, and he left the little door open.
Yeah.
Our poor dog tried to make the leap a little too far.
Get me off of this boat.
Boosh! Yeah. Right now. Oh, no. Went in the drink. I had to pull him out. The panic look on his face was
your dog is such a sweetheart.
I know.
He's not prone to making mistakes.
No, so he was
that's awesome.
He was shaking it off all over in the boat, of course, at that point. But
there you go.
Yeah. I think he'll probably never do that again. I was actually concerned he wouldn't get back off the boat. I was afraid he wouldn't jump back off. But now is I think he's figured what his distance is. So now he seems to be good.
He'll have this all down. He'll be an old hat in no time.
Well, that's what we want. I'd hate to have all that and then have him be just petrified while we're out there.
He'll do just fine.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you brought up at the end of last segment that housing report card that, of course, has me all in a bunch again.
All fired up.
Yeah, it does. Well, I do get fired up because I get frustrated. One of the things in the housing industry is that, we do have to abide by fair housing and make sure that we're not inappropriately directing people.
Of course. You're always very careful about citing crime statistics.
Yeah, because we're supposed to, we can be a source of the source, but we can't be the source. Mm-hmm. But yet people ask our opinions about those topics all the time, which is, frankly, something we're not really supposed to do, and the public doesn't realize that. And so we'll provide different resources, but I get into this conversation all the time with people because, as I don't shy away from any controversy. And, when I moved to Renton back in 2007, all my Seattle friends went, Renton, and did the thing. It was like, yes, so that's apparently how we pronounce it. Yes, Renton. So with a little sneer, like, what is that all about? And, I've spent a lot of time trying to kind of change that perception. And, I have a client who's buying in the Renton area right now, but the house actually doesn't sit in the Renton school district. And we got into a big conversation about where they were choosing to buy because this one development, the developer has two sites, one that is in Renton school district and one that's not. Mm-hmm. And the other one is in Kent. And it's also within like just a mile of both Tahoma and Issaquah school districts as well, just because of its particular site location. And we got into this whole discussion about what people have to say about the schools, how they did their online research, what they determined. And I've always been a fan of public schools. I mean, I will always say I'm a huge, huge fan of public schools and have always been. I don't even have children. And I vote for schools and levies and taxes that are for that because I believe the public schools need our support.
Absolutely.
Regardless of who you are, regardless of whether you have children, because what they do is they eventually give us good economic vitality.
That's right. They keep our neighborhoods good. They keep people
right. Well, they eventually become our customers, we hope. I mean, one of the things that you didn't say, you said all these stats, but we're also at the lowest level of homeownership rate that we've had in 40 years.
Right, which is more of a generational issue right now. The millennial population group are they're hesitant.
It's not even a generational, it's a debt issue. It's a recession and a debt issue.
Combination, but also a lot of these folks have saw what their parents went through during the big downturn
or
friends went through, and they're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be tied down. So maybe
I don't know. I see a lot of other reports that say the millennials actually have a very positive viewpoint. It's just whether or not they can get there. They're still learning the tools that they need and then getting rid of the debt that's on their backs. Like right now I have some tenants that both are architects, and one came out of school with no debt and the other one came out with about $70,000 worth of debt. And they're going to come to our upcoming homebuyer class.
First time homebuyer class.
Yeah, very September 17th, 10 to 3.
In Tukwila.
Yeah. You can email us at info@teamreba.com on that one. I'm just going to toss it in real quick today. But those are conversations we have. And they're very much looking forward to home ownership. It's just they have to get themselves into the right position for that. So going back to the idea of schools and what it costs for school and all those other different pieces, those help with economic vitality. They give us an educated workforce. They get people into good, viable jobs that can help afford better housing or their own housing. You know, because I think at the top, before when we had all those lackadaisical lending standards, we got up to what, 71, 72, depending where you were at, roughly?
Which was the all-time high.
It was. It was the all-time high. Yeah. I don't know if we'll hit that again without having lax standards. I hope not. What I would hope is that we would just have much more of an educated U.S. base of people that understand what they're getting into and have that. But, I mean, those are other discussions. But,
making me very hungry.
I know. Well, the conversation that I had with those same clients was they knew that they'd lived here before. Both people in the couple had lived here as growing up. Mm-hmm. And then they've spent the last 10 years in Texas, and now they're moving back. And they originally were focused on West Seattle because they love that vibrant Alaska Junction and up through Alki and all that. But because of construction here having problems, they had a 3-month-plus delay on their new home. So we had to look around again. Mm-hmm. So we ended up showing them homes in Bothell, out in Renton, other different areas. And so now they're in this Renton location. So I took them down to, we had four generals on. Mm-hmm. So the Hudspeth family. So yay for you guys. You got your place open down in downtown Renton. And we went down there and had a couple cold ones.
Very good.
We walked over where there's a Iron Chef who owns Sugar's. Mm-hmm. Down there, and I don't know if you've eaten there before.
No, haven't.
Oh man, the oxtail, so good, so good. So is the shrimp and grits. I can say that for a fact. But he was excited because he saw in that downtown area what is the beginning of looking much more like what is the Alaska Junction, and that's one of the reasons why we have Jim Berrios here from the Golden Steer, and then also Deba Wagner, because economic vitality includes hospitality industry. So you guys are vital to helping city areas or neighborhood areas really be vibrant and draw people into them and become exciting, right?
Got to have good food to bring the people in. So welcome.
I'm all about the food.
Thank you for having us. And I feel I've known Jim through the Restaurant Association and his he's owned his restaurant in Kent for 17 years, but it's been there for 52 years. It's an institution in the industry. So that's certainly speaks to what you're saying.
Yeah.
And my job for clients is to implement marketing strategies, both internal and external. And the external part of that does include community relations,
right?
And how do people fit into the community? Is it an existing business that's been there for many years that then changes with the times,
right,
to remain vibrant,
right?
Hopefully,
one of the long-standing ones around here that Eric talks about all the time is Dick's Drive-In. It's an institution.
Absolutely.
And they are, as of 2 weeks ago, they're now taking credit cards for the first time.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. I almost drove off the road with excitement.
Well, okay, so explain just real quick, though, Deba. So your company name is Recipe for Success.
Correct.
And so you help with this. When you say internal marketing, what's that mean?
Well, it's internal communications, okay. Not necessarily marketing,
okay.
But the internal message and the external message.
Okay.
They
so
need
helping
to coincide.
Set culture and all of that
and
how people talk
mission,
about the business?
Correct.
Okay.
Because, I mean, haven't you had that experience where you've gone into a business, could be a mm-hmm. restaurant or any other business,
yeah.
and the branding and mm-hmm. the whatever they project to the outside world doesn't really align with yes. your guest experience?
Yes, yes. There's many places that
very,
the plate
very
price...
very political way of saying that. That's very
Very PC. Well, you know, because there are some places that if you look at the plate price, you expect something... And then you may not necessarily get the overall experience like what you're talking about.
Or I'll see it with a business where you see the logo, the marketing, the image and everything, the corporate image. You mm-hmm. pick up the phone, you call someone in the office, and they go, hello? You know,
like, right, yeah.
You know,
instead of the company name.
Thank you for calling so-and-so.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
This is Eric. How can I help you? That sort of a thing.
Right.
So, yeah, is that sort of what
That's
you're referring
exactly
to?
What I'm talking about. I mean, mm-hmm. The first line of response to the community is your staff, mm-hmm. and if those people don't represent the business well, certainly,
right.
then you don't have a marketing problem. You have
right.
a employee training
yes.
Sure.
challenge.
I can think of lots of restaurants I've been in where the service, you know, you're looking around, like maybe the food and beverage is fantastic, but you're looking around, you're like, wow, we haven't had someone come and talk to us for 20 minutes, but look how all those employees are clustered in the corner over there chatting amongst themselves, or they're on their cell phone, and you're like cringing. Because I worked in the hospitality industry at the beginning of my career. So, you know, when I see that, I'm just like, oh, if I was the business owner, I would just be freaking out right now. But a lot of times the owner's not there because they're conducting some other business, and maybe it's just a manager on site, and maybe that person isn't doing it. I don't know. But I'm curious to find out more about how people get engaged with a service like yours. But I definitely want to get Jim in on this next segment, too, and talk about, you know, because not only do you have your restaurant, but you're engaged on many levels with economic development around the hospitality industry. So let's make sure when we get back that we get to Jim. And we want to thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.